Hello there, Dunder Mifflin Knights, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a Sleepy Time podcast. Tonight we have Season 3, Episode 18. This is The Negotiation, directed by Jeffrey Blitz, aired April 5th, 2007. This one's actually a longer episode tonight. Thank you to everybody. A few weeks ago, I uploaded the Ben Franklin episode, but I realized like an hour after I uploaded, I did the wrong one. That's one of the longer episodes because I rambled for so much. But I think at first it was 20 minutes and then I uploaded the full one. But thank you everybody for keeping me honest, keeping me on top of things. I also went back into the archives, season 2, episode 6. I literally can't find that episode. So I don't have the original recording. I don't have any of the I can't find it. It's like the lost episode. So I'm going to have to go back, re-record that episode, and then try and get that into the feed without messing up the feed. I really don't want to have things out of order. It would just really, really mess with me, as you could imagine. So I'm going to have to work on that very soon. But that's another one. Somebody actually had two messages. You guys seem to like Twitter DMs. I mean, that's the only place you can really message me. I read the messages that get put into iTunes reviews, which is very kind when you guys give 5 stars, when everybody gives 5 stars. But yeah, Twitter DMs is easy. I guess there's not another way to contact me. So it makes sense that I've been getting DMs versus anything else. So, as always, I appreciate it. You know what's crazy is there's a train maybe 2 miles from my house. I don't ever hear it except when I'm recording this very late at night. And then what's even crazier is when I listen back, I can hear it in the episodes, even though it's so faint when I'm recording. Like, that's just how good this microphone is. But none of this is pertinent to the episode. Let's get into the negotiation. Let's make sure your sleep timers are set. And let's enjoy. This is a great, I wouldn't say this is an iconic episode. It's a great episode. Although it does open with a very pivotal story point, which is Roy is walking around in the parking lot angry. And we ended the last episode saying he was going to kill Jim Halpert. And now we have Karen trying to convince Jim to go out to the movies with his girlfriend. She says no. Kevin walks out. She says, look, you're going to suck it up. I'm going to walk out. Now we get Pam says, hey, Halpert. Jim gives a look to Pam. Pam is shocked. And he steps forward. He throws Karen out of the way. And then Dwight pepper sprays him immediately. Everybody is coughing, sneezing. Dwight says, please call security. Every day for 8 years, I brought pepper spray in this office to protect myself and my fellow employees. And every day for 8 years, people have laughed at me. Well, who's laughing now? As he blinks and waters up on there. You know, one of the things about my wife when we were dating, she was working at a restaurant and she wouldn't leave the restaurant until like 2 in the morning. And it wasn't in a great part of town. I got her one of those little handheld pepper spray things. And I was like, every time you walk to the car, you have your finger on that thing. Nothing ever happened. And actually, we realized that it was on our keychain for like 6 years. She never used it. It was probably bad. But no, it's good. That's good stuff. Now we have Michael on the phone with Jan. He said, no need for consternation. It was a crime of passion, not a disgruntled employee. Everyone here is extremely gruntled. And Toby is there. Fired Roy, obviously. Jim won't press charges against Roy or the company. But now Daryl has some issues. Michael says he's been wanting a raise. He's using this Roy thing as leverage. Are you going to take care of this? Yeppers. What did I tell you about yeppers? I don't remember not to say it. Yeesh. We got Pam at the desk. Look, I really don't want to talk about it. I don't mean to be rude, but I don't want to comment on what happened. It sucked. That's what she says. You can see her, like, looking at Jim. Jim's like, look. Lucky that Dwight was there. And Roy was lucky Dwight only used pepper spray. And there's a shot of Dwight with nunchucks and throwing stars, all that stuff under his desk. Now we got a shot. We're over by Phyllis, showing Jim and Dwight. And Jim's like, look, I never had a chance to thank you for stopping Roy. Thank you. Thank you, not necessary and not accepted. I saw something breaking the law and I interceded, is what Dwight tells him. Jim got him something. It's a big blue package. Don't want it, won't open it, don't need it, won't take it. Citizens do not accept prizes for being citizens, he says. Jim is like, oh, okay, nope. He said, there's a little glass display for his bought one. The one I made is even. He saves my life. I get him a box for his desk toy. Even Steven. Dwight, oh, this is a good one. He said, you know who the real heroes are? The guys who wake up every morning and go into their normal jobs and get a distress call from the commissioner, take off their glasses and change into capes. I literally thought of this talking head a few days ago, how I was just like walking outside and I was like, that's a classic talking head. I guess I have to figure out a new classification for, like, when I talk about the episodes, like iconic, classic. There's not, you know, these seasons there's not a lot of throwaway. But what we're doing right now in the episode is we have the accountants all sitting in the back. Kevin's like, man, I can't believe I missed the fight. And Angela's like, oh my goodness, please tell me about it. And she's like rubbing or like touching her necklace. She's like, please tell me more about it. And she says, good for Dwight. She just wants the details. And now we have Jim and Michael. He says, look, I need to work on these negotiation tactics. Wow, 2007, because the big thing right now is Wikipedia. He's like, look, anything in the world can write anything you want about any subject, so you know you're getting the best possible information. Okay, Daryl asked me for a raise. Jim is doing a little bit of a role play here. And he says, look, I'm doing more work, I need a raise. Michael sits back in his chair and stops talking or like slowly talks.
Can't hear you.
You know, the first few episodes I edited out my yawns, but now I think it's just part of it, and, you know, I just lean in, not a problem. By leaning back and whispering, I establish a dominant physical position. Walking out of the room unexpectedly. Michael stands up and walks out, but Jim says, sex Steve Martin, Terry Hatcher. Michael's just like, what? I didn't say anything. Michael's like, oh, ooh. Sounded interesting. Dwight is now talking to Toby. The perpetrator, shoulder and arm cocked, indicating attack position. Perp grabbed I removed my weapon from its secure hiding place. Which is where, Toby says, irrelevant. Discharged in a meter into the perpetrator's eyes, nose, and face area, rendering him utterly and completely disabled. I've never been pepper sprayed, but I've watched a lot of videos and TikToks of people getting pepper sprayed. Sounds awful. Kelly says, that was the bravest thing I've ever heard. And Ryan says, can't imagine what I would have done. And Kelly's like, look, I know exactly what you would do. Remember when a milkshake got spilled on me? Now they're like bickering back and forth. And Toby, if there's a shot of Toby, he's like, would you please stop. There's a bunch of people back here. And then there's a talking head where Toby's like, I don't know if Michael intended to punish me, but if he did, wow, genius. We got Daryl coming into Michael's office. Well, I don't have a seat. Actually, let's go in the conference room. No. Let's stay here. Let's go. Oh, let's go in the conference room. Michael looks very proud of himself. Tactic number 6. Oh, yeah. The other thing, too. It's very, very subtle. But Michael's suit looks kind of wrong in these first few scenes. It looks thin compared to his usual ones. Doesn't fit him as well as normal. And it's about to be revealed why that is. Decline to speak first. Makes him uncomfortable, puts you in control. Long silence. But Michael breaks it. Probably a good 35 seconds there. And then he just says, I'm declining to speak first. Daryl says, look, I'm scheduled to get 1 in 6 months. I'd like that to be moved up to now. Michael stands up and looks out of the window. And you can see Daryl looking at his pants. Yeah, the jacket just doesn't fit. He says, are you wearing lady clothes? What? Those look like lady pants. Michael says, this is a power suit. Daryl says, that's a woman's suit. He says, I would not, Michael says, I would not make that mistake again. You know what, Pam? Please tell Daryl this is not a woman's suit. But then you can tell in that shot. Michael said, look, I wear a men's suit. I got this out of a bin. And there was a big bins. Everyone was rifling through them. I grabbed one and it fit. So I don't think that this is totally just a woman's suit. At the very least, it's bisexual. Who makes it, says Kevin, mysterious. It is mysterious because the buttons are on the wrong side. That's the mystery. Phyllis is like, did you see the lining in the shoulder pads? It's European. It's a European cut. They don't have any pockets. He's like, they don't. Italians don't wear pockets. And then there's a talking head of Pam. She's like, it's been a rough couple of days. This helps a little. Like a really nice little smile. Karen says, you can read my closet. He says, look, I'm twice your size. And there's a, Daryl has a flip phone and he's like trying to take a picture to Roy. Michael says, look, you gotta control, be in the driver's seat, and you make one tiny mistake, you're dead. I make one tiny mistake. I wore a woman's clothes. Oh my goodness, Michael. Kevin's like, how did you feel that Roy tried to kick your boyfriend's ass over another woman? Stanley says, you must have been scared. It happened so fast, I didn't have time to be scared. And Andrew's like, what happened exactly? I haven't heard the story. And as she's talking, Angela's, like, the look on her face, she's like, oh my goodness. Oh, she's so satisfied getting this information, and she's shocked. Oh. And she's like, goodness. Karen says, when I heard you and Pam kissed, my reaction was to have lots of long talks. Roy just attacked them. I'm not sure which one. I'm not sure which one Jim hated more. All right, Michael and Daryl again. Why do you need a raise? When we merge the branches, we're shipping twice as much as we used to. Roy gone, smaller crew. I'm picking up his slack. I gotta be compensated fairly. Like in the raise. And Michael tries the whisper thing. He says, those are very good points. You make
very compelling arguments. Roy's like, what is going on here? We got Pam sitting in the break room. Jim walks in. Sorry I got you killed, Jim says. That was nuts. You could have broken your nose. It's just so stupid. Getting back with Roy. What was I thinking? You guys really had a strong connection, says Jim. It's completely over now. Jim says, we'll see. You'll find your way back to another someday. Pam says, looks at her very concerned. I'm very sorry. And you can tell she's really feeling bad. Michael asks Daryl to write down the raise and says to slide it back. And Daryl just wants to tell him. Michael says, this is how things are done in movies. He writes it down, slides it back. He says, no, be serious. That's a 10% raise. Michael says, I don't even make this much. Let me prove it to you with a pay stub. Daryl's the face of shock. He's like, look, this is what you earn, plus perks. This is barely more than me. You've been here 10 years, dog. 14 years. Michael takes 15. Boss's salaries and money, it's perks. For example, every year I get a $100 gas card. Can't put a price tag on that. Now we have Dwight and Jim over at the copier. When Han Solo returns to the Death Star in the Millennium Falcon, do you think Han Solo does it for free beer? Jim says, he's like, what's your angle? Now Jim is explaining to Karen that when he wants to get to him, he gets under his skin. Karen says, maybe you feel bad about all the pranks. Jim's like, yeah, maybe. Maybe you should... Karen says, maybe you should go back out there and sell paper so we can go on a trip. Michael, sitting back in the break room, Kevin gives him $15. Kevin says, I heard you might need the money. Creed says, hey, here's $40. Michael says, I didn't. Creed says, I did. Stanley says, yeah, I heard how much money Michael makes. I still think he's overpaid. Daryl's telling somebody. He's been there for 14 years. I think it's Roy. It's supposed to be Roy. Here's the straight dope. No tricks, no Wikipedia. Corporate can only give you a 5% raise. Look, they're not going to give the working man more than the boss. Get your own raise, man. You got to earn, son. I think about that a lot. Gotta get out there and earn, son. When the merger branches, you're in charge. You gotta call your girl. Get paid. Show her where's the pants in the relationship. Michael says, I've been a loyal employee for a long time. I deserve a bump. Make it happen, Cap'n. Make it happen. Captain, Sergeant. Now Angela's talking to Creed, getting the information. Creed's like, look, a fella came in screaming about something. Halpert might have stolen his car. Angela's like, what the? The guy pulls out a sock full of nickels. Shrewd pulls out a can of hairspray and a lighter. Jan says, let's talk after the quarter ends. Michael says, I've never asked for a raise in 14 years. Says, long overdue. I want to do it today. If you want to do it today, we'll do it in person. Get here by 5. Because of our situation, we need to have a third party. I'm bringing Daryl. Daryl from the warehouse? No, we need Toby. We need an HR rep. Just bring Toby. Michael says I'd rather kill myself. Toby is the worst human being I've ever known. Jan says either he comes with you or we don't do it. Fine. And the shot that we get of Toby is him covering his, you know, like, with a headache while Ryan and Michael says, come on, let's go. Toby says, where? He says, I'm going to smack you in the head with a hammer. We got Daryl, Toby, and Michael pulling out of the warehouse. Sitting right in the middle. Daryl says, are you comfortable? Toby says, no. Don't ever touch a black man's radio. Chris Tucker, Rush Hour. Daryl's like, oh my god. It's just like a tiny cab with the three of them. Daryl says, I haven't been in New York in a long time. Might stay overnight. Toby says, how will we get home? You can stay too. She's got a big place. Daryl says, not that big. Now we have Kelly giving Angela the story. Oh, he took it. You know, Toby took everyone's stories. So Angela sneaks over to Toby's desk. Grabs a file. Off his desk. Now we're in corporate. Michael looks at the woman and looks at her suit and looks at his suit. And there's Hunter. Hunter will come back a little bit later. There, I was like, don't forget the black man phrase. Bibbidi bobbidi, give me the zobbity. I taught Mike some new phrases. I want him to get the raise. I just can't help myself. Now we have Roy coming in with security. Although it's not... Oh man, what's the regular security guy's name? Hank? Hank security guard? Dwight stands up. Roy's like, hey man, I'm sorry. Jim says... Jim doesn't say anything, he just kind of signals to him. You got Karen. And then Oscar stands up. Everybody's treating him like he's not quite a leper. They'd be running away, but very cautious. Dwight grabs and nunchucks quietly. And Roy stops at the desk, at Pam's desk, and is like, can I say you have to work for coffee? Please. I got some stuff I gotta say. Pam gives like a very subtle nod. Kevin is like, Jim. He comes running out of the kitchen. Is like, Roy, look out. Now we're back in Jan's office with Toby, Michael, and Jan. Or I guess it's a conference room. Who's the boy toy? Michael says, my new assistant. Were you going to tell me you hired James Vanderbeek? It'd be nice to get a memo. We are lovers. Toby's like, hi, Jan. Hi, Toby. F- First off, Michael, this is a salary negotiation. All matters our personal relationship are set aside. Bibbidi boppity. 6% raise. After all we've been through, I got you jade earrings. You're gonna play it like this? You give me a good raise, or no more sex? And Toby is. Michael says, "What are you writing, Purrball? Just preparing for the deposition." This may be the first time the male subordinate has tried to get a moderate scheduled raise for withholding sex. It'll be a groundbreaking case for when it inevitably goes to trial. Now Pam and Roy are in a diner, and if there's one thing that I miss so much, it's diner food right now. Roy's like, I thought you were friends, or maybe he was gay. Not that that's wrong. Man, I miss diner. Like a pancake and a greasy egg sandwich with cheese, and like buttered grilled Texas toast. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Anyway, Roy's like, "Hey, you gonna start dating Halpert?" Pam says, "No.
Yes, girlfriend."
And he's like, "Look, you broke off our wedding for the guy." Pam says, "Nah, there's a lot of reasons. You're not even gonna try and go out with him?" And it's just a quiet moment between the two of them. Dwight, there's a shot of Dwight's desk. He has a certificate of bravery from the Scranton Police Department. Jim's very pleased with himself. He's like, "Wow, we're going around. That's a nice honor." He said, "Look, they give us little kids. There's a teddy bear on the policeman's cap." Jim says, "Didn't think you'd notice that," and he throws it away. "Why don't you take that pen and stab me in the heart? This is me, Jan. Why don't we just take a break? Don't you use tactic number 8 on me. I invented tactic number 8. She's like, "Toby." He just stands up and leaves. She like looks at the camera. She's like, "What's wrong with you?" He says, "Weird day. I accidentally cross-dressed. And then Daryl made me feel bad about making any money. I wrote up your stupid Toby. Your assistant is all young and hot." She says, "Look, I can offer you a 12% raise. But you have to ask for 15. He says, "That's ridiculous." She's like, "Look, I need you to ask for it so I can mark that you asked for it." So, all right, Levinson, here's the rub. I would like a 15% raise. No, we can offer you 12. You just said 15. She's like, "Oh my goodness." Negotiation is an art, back and forth. We got Pam and Roy saying goodbye at their restaurant. You know, life is about more than just salary. Perks. Like having sex with Jan, and then she's like, "Michael, what the?" And he like gives a great look to camera on that one. Now we get everybody heading out of the office. We get Angela. She's like, Dwight. "I've been doing some very interesting reading. Tales of Bravery. I was thinking tonight we can read it together. Boy looks around and he's like, yeah, that sounds fun. And then kisses her in the office. Dwight walks out, or Jim walks out of the bathroom, looks at them making out, and he like runs into the bathroom. And he's like shocked at the camera. He's like, I will never say a word. And now we are even. Nice smile. And then the last shot, we have Andy coming out of his Xterra. I graduated just like I graduated Cornell. I'm back. I got a second chance. Look out, Dunder Mifflin. I mean, look out in a fun way. Not like I'm going to hurt you. He comes in and he gets pepper sprayed by Dwight. No need to thank me, he says. I'm not a hero. I'm a mere defender of the office. And the next shot is everybody, Toby taking all the stuff out of the drawer. He says, you know, it's a real hero, hero of heroes. I watched that show when it was on TV. I was really into it. Save the cheerleader, save the world. Who is Skylar? And I can't remember when I fell off. Season 2 or 3, maybe. I was into that show. That was great marketing. They had the hero. He wanted a Nissan Versa. Nissan Versa. I wonder if that show holds up. I probably will never watch it again. But it's out there. So. You can tell me if it's any good or if you remember it. Because it was on around the same time as I was watching The Office live on NBC. And then Friday Night Lights, I watched that one a lot too. Wow, I used to watch a lot of TV. A lot of TV. But that'll do it for the episode. See you next week. Good night. Sleep tight. This has been a Great Scott production.